everyone, Paula V here. Welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Today joining me is Vioma Nuker, an amazing, amazing woman. She is a writer and the author of her new book, Be Perfectly Imperfect. I love that. A collection of 2-minute essays on life, happiness, laughter, and following your passions. She was born in India and grew up fed on a rich diet of mystical divinity tales that has inspired her to pour her soul out through writing. The United States is her home that has contributed deeply to her developing world view and thoughts. She is a seeker on a voyage to discover this world through her travels to new places and finding herself in the process. She is also a passionate marketer by profession and works with corporate entities throughout the United States. I just want to begin with a big welcome, Vioma, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so...
Thank you, Paula. It's a pleasure.
Oh, my honor. Please tell us a bit about yourself. Give us a little more information on yourself. I'm just so excited and to hear more about your background.
Yes, I'll be honored to do so, Paula. So I actually live in Virginia, in a very scenic place called Herndon with my husband. And originally, I come from New Delhi in India. Writing has always been, you know, it has kind of run through my veins in a way for as long as I can remember. And I grew up on a diet of divinity tales and fantastic visages of millions of gods and goddesses, because my religion has millions of gods and goddesses for everything. And reading about them, worshipping them, fueled my imagination endlessly. So I actually started writing essays and poems and poetic verse, and these were eventually accepted into various children's magazines. And as a child, I used to be particularly influenced by the British author, Enid Blyton. And her stories used to really resonate with me. And they were part of my conscious world and even my dream states. So this love for writing found expression in my working as a print journalist during my later teenage years and my early 20s. And in fact, I interviewed and wrote about politicians and bandits and about the plight of women in Indian prisons. But, you know, in that phase of life, you know how it is. And writing had to step aside for more pragmatic career choices. So I got a degree in international relations, and I came to the United States and got my business degree. I specialize in marketing in business. So for many years, I've been working in corporate setups, and that has been my only life. But more and more, I realized that a vital piece of me, I can say a fragment of my soul, had gone missing. Life was really dull. It was, despite everything being fine on the outside, seeming happy, I felt a deep, a really aching emptiness inside of me. So it was like, you know, an insistent child pulling at my hand. And this feeling grew and grew into an overwhelming tide of anxiety. And in fact, I landed in emergency care once 3 years ago because of anxiety issues. And, you know, I have always been a really balanced individual. And so I was really worried as to where my life was going wrong. And so 2 years ago, I started a deep meditative practice. And continuing with that, you know, I felt the light of divinity enter my Sahasrara chakra, or the thousand petals lotus on top of my head. And every cell would sing when I'm in meditation. And that was the time I was inspired to write again, to start writing again. And I started small. I began with blogging on a writer's platform called Medium.com and curating a fantastic collection of articles for an online publication that we call the Coffeelicious. And I'm part of their core editorial team, which is comprised of fantastic people, editors, writers, readers, and dreamers all together. And it has been a journey of meeting other like-minded writers, being exposed to their worldview and thoughts. And now recently, I've completed my first book called Be Perfectly Imperfect. And in fact, I am now starting on my second writing project as well.
Oh, that is fantastic. Please tell us about your Be Perfectly Imperfect book. And also, I'd love to hear about your new book as well that will be after that.
Okay, so Perfectly Imperfect is really a collection of 41 short essays. And each of these essays will only take you 2 minutes to read. So these essays are really designed to deliver a short message of inspiration to the reader without becoming too long-winded, because people's attention span is that they would like to know about something in small bites. So that's what I'm aiming for. So though I've chosen a variety of topics for the essays, they all gel together into the common core message of how to live a happier, harmonious, and more joyful life. And so it is about embracing our quirks and imperfections, because really it is our imperfections that build a perfect and unique life for each one of us. The organic whole is built upon a small number of slices of imperfections. And in fact, that's where the name of the book struck me as being Perfectly Imperfect. To give you a small taste of the book, if you like, I can read a small excerpt from it as well.
Oh, I would love that. Please do.
So it is the essay, which is the namesake of the book, Be Perfectly Imperfect. Strive a little toward imperfection. I, for one, am very good at messing up. I commit mistakes so that I develop the experience and maturity to correct them, so that I do not judge others from my self-constructed pedestal of perfection. I seek the imperfect so that I can live a little imperfectly and love imperfect people, so that I can experience every truth for myself. I plan to embrace imperfection wholeheartedly so that I'm learning new things up to the last moment of my life, seeking the unpredictable and being the tiniest bit uncomfortable, because there is no worse legacy to leave this world with than being called a perfect bore.
So this is
a small, just a small excerpt from the book.
Oh, that is a beautiful message. That is a beautiful message.
And I have other reflections, which include various essays like The Art of Letting Go, The Recipe for Happiness is Not Gourmet, another one called You Become What You Think, Life is a Symphony of Silence, and Unlearn Everything. So basically, my purpose with this book is to be able to influence the conversation on happiness, life, how to face hurdles, and how to find our life purpose. The basic core message that I want to deliver to readers is life is beautiful and priceless, and the challenges we face only show that life is an incredible teacher, presenting to us the lessons we need to master. And basically, the book is written with humor, with whimsical, gentle reflection, and I've tried to make it appealing to all age groups and to anyone who's on the spiritual path, who wants to learn a bit about themselves, or just want to read for entertainment.
What a fantastic book. I am very excited to read it. That, what
Thank you.
Beautiful messages. And as you said, this book is something that would be good for so many of all ages.
Yes, I've just tried to simplify the messages. I know sometimes people, they deliver messages that might be really complex. But for me, life is simple. It is full of happiness and gentleness. And, through my meditation, I have learned to ground myself more, to balance my life out more, so that, my anxiety is gone. I'm healthier and happier. And overall, I see the divinity in all things. And that's all that I've tried to communicate to the reader. Not from some kind of pedestal where I'm superior to other people, but because I'm facing the same life challenges myself, and I'm trying to make sense of them like everyone else around me.
Yes, yes. So really it's how we address those challenges, isn't it? If we learn and grow from them, or if we let them beat us up, it's how we address it and look at it.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, if you let them overwhelm you, then everything seems bleak and gray. But if you learn how to be happier, how to break one constraint in your life every day. So I keep a journal where I keep a list of my bad habits or my constraints or things that I fear. And every single day, I try to break one of them.
Oh, what a great idea. I love that.
So it's just like, you know, because I feel that, okay, you know, we're all fearful about, oh, will I be successful at something or will I fail? But if we break down our journey into smaller parts, into actionable items, then it is easier to work upon something new, to implement something more easily, and also acknowledging to yourself that, okay, this is the bad habit I have, and I have to break it. I have to move beyond it to achieve my goal. So that's the purpose of keeping a journal.
Yes. Oh, that is a fantastic idea. And then the joy that will come from when you realize you have broken that habit, you have accomplished that. How good that would make you feel.
Absolutely. It's more of a sense of powerfulness that you get, confidence in your own being, that you are not the victim of your circumstances, you're not the victim of your habits, but that you can overcome anything you set your mind to. And as a result of that, even when you face greater, bigger challenges in life that might just come to you with no seeming fault of your own, you're able to break them down into actionable items. You're able to take every day, one day at a time, and really, you know, make them go away at some point and make your life much more happier, more constructive, more fruitful in every way possible.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, I am enjoying you so much, Vioma. This is just so fantastic. I'm afraid we do have to pop out for a commercial, though. But everyone, we will be right back. See you in just a moment. Thank you. Thank you, Vioma.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I am here with Vioma Nupur. She is discussing her new book, Be Perfectly Imperfect, as well as just some amazing words of wisdom and her experience. And I would love at this point to ask you to share what did you learn from your travels, Vioma? How have they furthered your voyage of self-discovery?
Thank you for asking that, Paula.
You're welcome.
And over time, I've seen various parts of the world, such as Southeast Asia, Europe, and of course India, where I was born. And I have been to 5,000 years old Indian temples, to holy ancient cities on the banks of the river Ganges, which is incredibly sacred to Indians. And I have been to Buddhist temples in Thailand, including the temple of the reclining Buddha, which is a very beautiful golden statue of the Buddha in a reclining pose. And it is a very revered and ancient place of spiritual heritage for the Buddhists. And in every spiritually charged place I've ever visited, I've learned that the faith in the eyes of the people that I've come across, the faith, the belief that I can see reflected so clearly, their belief in divinity, that is the common theme that actually binds all humanity together, regardless of all the differences and variety in culture, language, food, or nationality that, you know, we face every day. And similarly, I've encountered love and hospitality and a great desire to help in people I've met in France, in Hungary, in Germany, or in any other country I've ever visited. And it is this beautiful side of people that I've seen when I've traveled that has contributed to gentleness and love in my own writings and short stories. Because I'm trying to highlight the commonness of the human condition instead of its dividing factors. So overall, it has been a really fantastic experience that has helped my process of knowing myself more on my voyage of self-discovery, because I have realized that we are all alike in the core and at heart. Yes. We want the same things, we feel the same way, so we can really help each other grow and evolve more. So that is how this variety of people, but all forming into a common thought pattern, is what I realized from my travels. And knowing that other people are like me, I feel closer to them. And that has helped me find myself more.
Oh, thank you so much for being the beautiful energy that you are. Thank you so much. I love that.
Thank you.
And please tell me, where do you see yourself 5 years down the line? Where do you see yourself in the future with the path that you're on?
Well, today I have a much more enriched life than I had when I was only working in marketing for different companies. And, you know, I see myself having written 10 to 12 books, more books after this. I'm starting a radio show where we're going to have some really fascinating guests, ranging from mystics and shamans and spiritual teachers to CEOs of companies on realrevolutionradio.com. And the show is going to be called Perfectly Imperfect with Vyoma Nupur. We will launch it in June. So I see myself as growing in the podcasting arena as well, in sharing my views with people, in learning more about them. And, you know, because I feel that writing, speaking is much more enriching on my five-year journey. It brings me into touch with people I would never, ever be able to meet if I was only working in various companies.
Yes.
So I see myself more as a speaker, a writer, a podcast hoster, and I see these opportunities opening up more and more for me over the next 5 years. Paula.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I have to say, from my experience in being a radio host, I have been on Voice America almost 2 years now, and oh my gosh, it's life-changing. The connections we make and being a part of something so big, and to receive emails from people around the world that listen to your shows, it really is beyond words. I'm excited for your radio show with your books, your show, so much sharing that you'll be doing for others.
No, I'm really glad to be working with you as well, Paula, because as I said, I would not have met you if I was just working in a company somewhere and not writing or not speaking. So I would not have had this delightful opportunity as well.
Yes, isn't that fantastic? And, you know, what a shift that must have been for you. Tell us a little about that, how going from a well-established corporate career and then being compelled to become an inspirational writer. What a journey that must have been for you.
It has mostly been an inner journey because, as I said, I was not satisfied with my life. And, you know, I tried to find reasons outside myself. You know, maybe it's people in my life, maybe it's my relationships, maybe it's the places I'm working at or my coworkers or my managers. But I found that these were very poor answers, and these were not the answers that I was looking for. So I started going within me. I got guided by a teacher, and I started learning to learn to go within me more and once again tap into my soul talent of writing that I had been so much into growing up as a kid, and which I had left behind somewhere while I was growing up. So I once again took that up, and that has brought back the sense of wholeness and purity that I had been missing for such a long time. And, you know, I still enjoy working for various companies. I still enjoy marketing, doing branding, being a vendor manager, or being in business development. But now my life is much more enriched. It is whole because I'm doing something that I genuinely believe to be my true purpose in life, which is to write, to share my views, to share of myself with other people, like-minded writers, authors, speakers, and, you know, people around the globe. So I'm much happier now.
Oh, I love that. And isn't it amazing how we put out a particular energy and live in a particular vibration level, and we become attracted and we pull more of that type of energy and those type of people into our lives. It's just beautiful.
Absolutely. As they say, if you have a positive vibe, if you look at things in a more positive view, that's the kind of energy you attract to yourself.
Yes.
Like attracts like.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And please share with the listeners where they can get a copy of your book.
Well, I have just had a website created, so my new online home is beperfectly-imperfect.com. That is beperfectly-imperfect.com. And you can find my book, Be Perfectly Imperfect, here on this website. It is right now ready to pre-order. And you can definitely get a copy whenever you want to. I'm also there. My presence is there on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. And I would really be very happy to connect with as many people who want to know more about me. You can read my articles on Medium.com, which is a writer's platform, or also on Thought Catalog, which is a online publication for millennials. And so these are the ways that you can really reach out to me just now.
I love it. I love it. And your new radio show will come out in June, so we can...
Yes, it will be launched in June. Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, that is so exciting. That is so exciting. So with having just a few more minutes, what last words would you like to share with the audience today?
I would just say that hang in there. We all face a lot of problems sometimes in our life. It could be our health. It could be relationships. It could be family. It could be external circumstances we have no control over. But it is always good to cultivate a positive attitude, even though it might seem really impossible at times. And whatever religion or culture you may belong to, it is always good to cultivate some kind of mindfulness, some kind of meditative practice to bring you inward, to balance out your energy, because that really helps. It goes a long way in making you a happier and healthier individual. And it takes time. One has to be patient with it. It does not happen in 1 month or 2 months. It is a constant daily practice of meditation, of looking inwards, of trying to cultivate mental peace that brings the greatest reward in life.
Oh, beautiful. And Vioma, for someone out there who really is not familiar with the practice of meditation and they want to begin that and bring that into their lives, what would you recommend for, say, how much time, how long every day should they try to meditate and start bringing that into their lives?
I would think maybe just start with 5 minutes, maybe just put on some chants or mantras or some kind of spiritual meditational music that you are most familiar with, and close your eyes and be in a peaceful environment, and maybe just start with 5 minutes, because my own experience was after 5 minutes, it was as if my inner demons would start attacking me every time. And I would open my eyes, I would be checking my email or looking at my phone. But gradually, sitting 5 minutes, my brain got used to being silent for 5 minutes and then 10 minutes. And now it's about 60 minutes at a time. So I think 5 minutes is a good time to start with and then grow from there.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. And so you also recommend having mantras while doing this meditation.
I'm a Hindu by religion, so I believe in mantras. If one belongs to another, religion, another belief system, they can do whatever they wish. They can listen to some calming Buddhist meditative music or Christian meditative music. Anything that really appeals to their inner self.
Yes.
Will work.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, you have been such an inspiration and such a joy. I am just so happy to have had you on the show again, and I look forward to perhaps doing another show down the road. I would just love it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paula. I've been really honored that you invited me on your show.
Thank you so much. And I want to say to the listeners out there, love, hugs, blessings. Thank you for joining us. And I want to say love, hugs, and blessings as well to you, Vioma.
Thank you.
I look forward to chatting with you again. So goodbye, everyone. Paula V signing off. Chat with you again soon.